At the Prescott Institute for Sport, Teamwork and Education, PIST, Olympic athlete and Brooklyn native Nzinga Prescott teaches kids discipline, goal orientation, and focus through the martial art of fencing. Fencing is so much more than just the sport, Prescott told BK Reader. It's educational opportunities. It's network. It's skill development. It's strong character. It's work ethic. The first iteration of PIST looked a lot different than the Academy Prescott has now built in Sterrett City in the East New York neighborhood of Brooklyn. For one, it was outdoors. In the summer of 2020, Prescott founded Fencing in the Park, with the support of Sarah Taffel and a strong network of volunteers. Eventually, this outdoor summer activity evolved into an academy with various programs, education and training. Fencing can be costly. The equipment alone can easily set you back hundreds of dollars, not to mention coaching and tournament expenses. It becomes exclusionary who can participate unless there are systems, generation after generation, passing the skill on, and also eliminating barriers, Prescott said. PIST Academy does its part in eliminating these barriers by offering all of its classes and equipment free of charge. As a kid growing up in Flatbush, Prescott participated in the Peter Westbrook Foundation, a fencing academy dedicated to exposing black and brown youth to the sport of fencing. Its namesake founder was the first black American to win an Olympic medal in fencing. I wanted to bring it back to where I grew up and also expose more populations to the sport, Prescott said. Growing up, it was a very exclusive sport and still is. Prescott is the first black woman to medal individually at senior world championships. She is a team world champion, a four-time senior world medalist, and a 2024 USA Fencing Hall of Fame inductee. Now a two-time Olympian and Pan American Games champion, Prescott is following Westbrook's lead in her own community.